Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we go to the events of each day and look at the great athletes that made plays and made the game special. And we also pull up their uniform numbers to just have a reference point. And today we're going to talk about some great reference points for July 21st in a sports break. Uniforms number 46, 12, 43, 27, and number 9 will be discussed today. We're going to start off on July 21st, 1956. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Brooks Lawrence, number 46, suffered a loss after 13 straight victories on the mound. That's the end of a streak there. 13 games in a row with a win. Or without a loss, you know, not necessarily all wins. He could have had some no decisions in there, but still, that's pretty good. We had July 21st, 1959. The last of the Major League Baseball teams have movement towards racial integration. The Boston Red Sox were the last to sign a man of color. Pumpsy Green, number 12, signed onto the roster and played in a game for the Boston Red Sox on that day. July 21st, 1970, San Diego's number 43, Clay Kirby, had a whale of a day on the mound. The Padre hurler had a no-hitter going for 8 innings, but sadly was sent to the bench for a pinch hitter to fill his spot to try to manufacture some runs near the end of the game. Reliever Jack Balsham, wearing number 27, entered in the ninth in relief, however, and gave up 3 hits, and the Padres lost the contest by a score of 3-0. What a heartbreaker for Clay Kirby after having 8 really good innings. July 21st, 1973, the Atlanta Braves hammer and Hank Aaron, wearing his famous number 44 jersey, drives a Philadelphia Phillies Kent Brett's fastball out of the Atlanta ballpark for his 700th career home run in a Major League Baseball. July 21st, 1975, it was a game of fours. New York Mets hitter, veteran second baseman Felix Milan, number 17, had 4 singles in the contest. However, these were balanced out and erased by Joe Torre, number 9, 4 double plays that he hit into against the Houston Astros in a game where Houston triumphed 6-2. Torre is quoted in the Tampa Bay Times after the game. He said, quote, "When I retire, I'm going to buy a shortstop and put him in my den. At night, when I'm lonely, I'm going to go down there and hit grounders to him," end quote. Now, Milan happened to be the man on base in each of those double plays that Torre hit into. So kind of a great day for Milan, but poor Joe Torre hit those double plays, and it must have been a lot from the shortstop, I would imagine, to make a comment like that. And then we have July 21st, 1991. The great honor was bestowed upon some baseball legends, Ferguson Jenkins, Gaylord Perry, Rod Carew, Tony Lazzari, and Bill Veeck were all elected to be inducted into the Hall of Fame of Baseball in Cooperstown, New York. What a befitting way to end some great events in the great game of baseball and on a great sports break for July 21st. And we hope you enjoyed this little bit of sports break. Hope you tune over to sportshistorynetwork.com for some more great sports history. And you can also find more at jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, our sister sites that we go with this podcast. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.